Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to speak to you about a glorious day to come. You will read about it here in the last two verses of the writings of the prophet Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 14, verses 20 and 21, where we read, "In that day, holiness to the Lord shall be engraved on the bells of the horses. The pots in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yes, every pot in Jerusalem and Judah shall be holiness to the Lord of hosts. Everyone who sacrifices shall come and take them and cook in them. In that day there shall no longer be a Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts." The last chapter of the prophet Zechariah is like the end of many of the books of the minor prophets, filled with hope and the promise of a glorious restoration. Zechariah ends with a look ahead to the time when the glory of the Lord will fill the earth and the rule of the Messiah is enjoyed globally. In trying to describe the glory of that day, Zechariah tells us, "In that day, holiness to the Lord shall be engraved on the bells of the horses." You see, that phrase, "holiness to the Lord," was the great inscription on the metal band around the high priest's headpiece. You find that in Exodus chapter 28. It was such a sacred phrase that it was reserved for the holy garments of the highest priest of the land of Israel. Yet Zechariah looked forward to a time when this phrase would not be reserved for one golden band on the high priest's headpiece. There would come a day when holiness to the Lord goes on the bells of the horses. After all, in the glory of the Messiah's kingdom, horses won't be needed for war any longer. Now even they can wear the emblems of holiness to the Lord. In telling us about this millennial glory, Zechariah mentioned the pots in the Lord's house. These were the cooking utensils used by worshipers to cook for their own sacrificial meat intended for them from the peace offerings. The bowls before the altar were used to gather and sprinkle sacrificial blood on the altar. These show that animal sacrifice will continue in some way in the millennium, but not as an atonement for sin. No, that was perfectly satisfied by the atoning work of Jesus. Sacrifice in the millennium will look back to the perfect work of Jesus. But the real point is plain. Every pot in Jerusalem and Judah shall be holiness to the Lord of hosts. In the glory of the Messiah's kingdom, what was previously common is now made holy. And that which was holy is made holier, and the irredeemably profane is forever shut out. At the end of it all, there is no longer any distinction between the holy and the profane, because everything is set apart to God and His purposes. The power of this promise is beautiful. God promises that there will come a day when the people in the city will be so holy that even insignificant things like the bells of the horses and the pots in the houses will be fully dedicated as holy to the Lord. This is how God works it in our life today. Everything should be gloriously dedicated to Him. From the pots that you cook with to the horn of your automobile, it can all belong to Him and bring Him glory. The Bible often points to a line between the holy and the profane. Some people and some things are set apart unto God, and some things and some people are not. What is in God's sphere is holy, and what is out of that sphere is profane. One of the great themes in the Bible is the eventual elimination of this line between the holy and the profane. But there's a right way and a wrong way to eliminate the line between the holy and the profane. You can make everything holy that is set apart to the Lord, or you can make everything profane that is set apart to sin and self. Zechariah ended his prophecy, making it clear that God's way is to make everything that was once common or profane holy instead. So please, think about it today. What do you need to write holiness to the Lord on today?
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.